Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
All right, all this week our reporter Barry Lennon has been looking at the issue of mica and pyrite in homes across counties Donegal and Mayo and the nightmare scenario in which it is leaving homeowners. This morning, campaigners and local representatives in Mayo are warning of a severe housing shortage across Ballina, with hundreds of homeowners set to leave their properties due to defective building materials. In a few minutes, we'll hear from the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien. But first, our reporter Barry Lennon, as I said, is in Ballina in County Mayo for us. Barry, good morning. We've heard you in Donegal over the past 2 days. What's the situation down the coast in Mayo? And I believe there's news of a fresh political development this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Damien. From the banks of the River Moy, that's where I'm talking to you from the moment. At the moment, the Jack Charlton mural and memorial just across from me put him under pressure, as he'd say. And that's what the opposition is hoping to do next Tuesday, when thousands of people from Donegal and Mayo descend on Dublin's Convention Centre, where the Dáil is sitting. And it's understood Sinn Féin will use its private members' time next Tuesday to table a motion calling for 100% redress for homeowners affected by mica and pyrite. Party sources say the motion should be finalised by tomorrow morning. Now, the current scheme, as we know, offers 90% compensation, if even, say, campaigners. And with two government TDs in Donegal and three here in Mayo, their votes will be closely watched on that motion next week. But here in Ballina, eight different housing estates around the town are reporting pyrite-related damage, and more people are coming forward all the time. The North Mayo Pyrite Action Group reported less than 200 homes affected at the start of the year, now more than 900. Barbara Clinton is a group administrator. Her home in Killala shows severe cracks both inside and out, and she appraised me of the situation here in Mayo.
We all buried our heads in the sand here for years, and it was muted here in our estate in Killala that pyrite was an issue, and it wasn't until one person went for a test, came back positive, and a second and a third, that more people are coming from it for testing for pyrite. It's a shame that if you have a house with pyrite, and it shouldn't be, because none of this is of our making. We bought our homes in good faith.
Another element here is the housing supply, in particular around Ballina.
I don't know where anybody is going to live, because I think there was only two houses available for rent in Ballina in the last recent weeks. If there's hundreds of us that are affected and have to demolish our homes, I don't know where we're going to live. We're effectively homeless.
The government argues it should be given time, that the Minister, Dara O'Brien, has engaged with stakeholders like yourself.
But there are houses around here that are not fit to live in. I heard Leo Varadkar say that this can't come out of the Exchequer. Well, we have put into the bloody Exchequer, and yet we're being penalised because of the failures of the government not to monitor the regulations for quarries to build Weetabix blocks. We will stand with Donegal Mica Group for 100% redress outside the Convention Centre, and we call for anybody that knows anybody that has been affected by pyrite and mica to come and stand with us outside the Convention Centre. Please, we need your support badly. We can't do this on our own. Our homes are falling apart. Our lives are falling apart. Every waking minute is consumed with pyrite.
That's Barbara Clinton there. Barry, how widespread is the problem right throughout the county? Is it just a Ballina issue?
So unlike pyrite problems in Dublin and Leinster, the issues here involve blocks rather than ground fill. Hence, Mayo homeowners are pooled in with those in Donegal seeking help from the same redress scheme. But also the pyrite problems here are more difficult to fix as a result. And Mayo County Council tells me this morning how of the 93 applications for redress it has received to date, 67 homes require full demolition. It's estimated over 1,000 homes in the county are affected. Urban estates Meads and Ballina, rural areas too around Erris. And while many are only reporting cracks in recent months, others have been dealing with this for several years. Problems first emerged at Dennis O'Boyle's family home in Kilfine in 2007. It's now in serious disrepair as he tapes his windows shut to keep his wife and two children warm. His current repair bill stands at around 80,000.
Large cracks throughout the house. Parts of the reveals on the windows are starting to fall off. The top gable has moved out about an inch either side. The house is spreading either way. Each gable is moving. The house has been distorted all the time. Every year that goes by, it just gets worse and worse, and it's going to come to the stage where it will start falling, like, you know, and that's our biggest worry, is because we don't have any place else to go, like, you know, this is our home.
Gable wall there, like a spider's web. What about the corner of the house here?
The cracks are really, really bad. Blocks there you can see is actually where the quarry themselves that provided the blocks to us came about 7 or 8 years ago. We were on to them about the problem, and they came and they took a sample for testing, but after numerous attempts to get the results, they wouldn't give us the results. I'd been into the quarry several times, and they just kept putting me off and putting me off.
Dennis, we're at the front of the house here, and look at that, the size of that crack. Could you fit your hand in that, could you?
Yeah, well, I can fit my fingers, like we say, down and at the top of there, and there's the guts of an inch there in between where the cracks, like, you know, so it's just getting worse and worse. It's not going to get any better. It's very disheartening, like, you know, when you build a house and you find out that the house is worthless. It's like a jigsaw. You could nearly take a piece out and put it back in again, like, you know, and especially there around the window where you can see that the gable end has come away from the window by over near, well, it's, you know, 3/4 of an inch. Like the chances are, like, if it goes on for a few years, this house is going to fall.
So this is the living room, Dennis. What are we looking at here?
In this room here now, we've got just, you can see where the windows, we have to tape the windows because otherwise it is impossible to heat the house on bad nights. The drafts in the windows where they've been distorted and that, like, you know, so you can see yourself there now where the tape, we have the tape put around the windows.
You're telling me you're taping your windows to your own house?
Basically, so you wouldn't be able to heat the house otherwise. Like, you're living in a draft and bare, the taping of the windows, like, we never heat the house. It cost a fortune. And all of a sudden now they're telling me that I have to pay 10%, not alone 10%, but I have to pay for my own storage. I have to pay rent if I have to move out. All that was covered in the east of the country and one or two other counties, and they got 100%. Why is Mayo and Donegal so different? We should be treated the same as the east of the country. Like, we're all Irish citizens.
That's Dennis O'Boyle in a very bad way there. Barry, what about the banks? Have you asked them? What are they saying?
It calls for greater leeway from banks around mortgage repayments for affected homeowners. A spokesperson for the Banking Federation of Ireland says banks are developing, quote, tailored solutions for mica and pyrite impacted customers on a case-by-case basis. Now, Caroline Wilson here in Ballina has been battling since 2007 to have her pyrite-ravaged home fixed. She can't understand why homeowners in Mayo weren't included in the government's pyrite remediation scheme in 2013 when those in Dublin and Leinster were, and she's also been telling me of the toll this has taken on the homeowners.
It's very difficult to come home every day and see my home crumbling down. I just feel it's knocking all the time on doors, do you know? I bought my house in good faith, you know, I paid my mortgage, insurance and property tax, and most of the time I've watched my family home deteriorate, crumble away.
So it's going to be another long wait before this house, which is full of cracks, your bedroom is a sight to behold, before your house is fixed after waiting 14 years of a fight already.
And literally nobody listening. I'm totally drained and I fear another winter as the side of the house is literally falling away.
What of the mental health concerns?
No words can really explain the mental anguish and turmoil I've suffered, and the prospect of being homeless is overwhelming. Like a local councillor, Ursula Jordan Hanley, who was moved by the plight of the people whose houses has been destroyed by pyrite, has offered free counselling, which is a service I feel people will need to use. I'm going to continue the fight. I have to get a place to live. I want my home back, whatever it takes.
How do you keep going?
Well, it's a day at a time, really. It's devastating that we have to fight so much just to have my home.
And that's Caroline Wilson ending that report from Barry. Barry, well done on your great work down the west there this week. And as a result of what you've been reporting and what we've been hearing from people, earlier I spoke with the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, and I asked him what he's going to do for these homeowners affected in Donegal and Mayo.
Well, it is a nightmare for those homeowners, and that's absolutely acknowledged. And Damien, I've met with many of those homeowners right back to when I visited Donegal last August. It was one of the first visits I did as minister, acknowledging that this is, you know, this scheme is important. We wanted to make sure that they can get their family homes rebuilt or remediated. I've met with groups in Mayo and Donegal only a couple of weeks ago, where I received from them a submission on issues that they have with the current scheme and how it's constructed. So we're working through those issues, and I briefed my cabinet colleagues yesterday on that. So anything we can do to improve the scheme, we will. But I think we need to acknowledge as well that thankfully over 430 families have already made applications to the scheme. As a state, we estimate that the cost to remediate homes or replace homes that have suffered by from mica or indeed pyrite in the block in Mayo, which we've in a serious issue to, is around 1 billion euro, Damien. So any changes to the scheme would obviously have cost implications, but I am looking through them. I'm seeing what we can do on testing, on planning and on other matters within it. So,
but why doesn't the scheme warrant 100% redress? That is at the crux here. That is what we've been hearing from the homeowners over the last few days. Simply the cost involved. There is no way that they can stump up anything above 10%, anything above 0%.
And I've heard that directly from homeowners myself. I think we got to look at the context of this too, and I think people will appreciate that government have to look at this whole issue in the round. If we're looking at the an average cost for remediation for mica-affected homes is around 150,000 euro. That's what we estimated, but it could be under the current scheme as it's constructed by the in last year, a maximum approved cost of 275,000 per home. So that, I think any listener will recognise that that's a very significant contribution from the state. Having said that, I have listened to and met with homeowners that are finding it incredibly difficult to be able to access the additional 10% there.
Well, why are you treating mica and pyrite different? And indeed, a lot of the people that we spoke to and heard from this week, they were saying that the scheme, if it was in your constituency, and there has been precedent in Dublin, not in Donegal, where 100% redress has been given.
It's nothing to do with my constituency or anywhere else, Damien, and I've been engaging with residents and with my Oireachtas colleagues such as Charlie McConlogan, Joe McHugh and Derek Killeary and Michael Ring and others on this in a very constructive way. There is a reality that cost is something that we have to take into account. You'd rightly be asking me if I just said, you know, that we were just making changes and had no estimation of what that potential cost of the Exchequer would be. You've asked about in relation to infill and the pyrite remediation scheme, which thankfully is over 2,000 homes now completed, with an average cost there of about 65,000 euro per home.
So it's all down to money and cost.
No, it's not, Damien. Of course, money is a consideration. Anyone who says different is not. But
well, then 100% redress. Damien, well, 100% redress for the families in Donegal would be a done deal if money wasn't a consideration.
Damien, I've briefed the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach and Cabinet colleagues yesterday at Cabinet. I gave a detailed briefing. I've advised them the options that we're looking at, and obviously the options that I'm looking at take into account the submission that I received from residents, particularly in Donegal, which I received on the 29th of April. And I met the groups in May, just last month, to talk through their issues, and I'm working on them. And I think, in fairness to them, they've also acknowledged that we do need a bit of time to work through some of these issues. I'm not going to turn this into a political issue, because this is about families and their homes. And I want to help as best I can as minister, working with my colleagues to make sure that their homes are either remediated or replaced with a minimal cost to them. Obviously, taking into account there's a general overall cost of the Exchequer, because there's a whole other question here as to, you know, the issue around the insurance, the issue around the lenders. It's not just about the remediation cost, and the residents themselves have raised those issues with me. And I'm looking at things like that on planning, on the cost of testing, which is also an issue, even though that is paid back to residents there, but the upfront nature of that. So every item that they've raised with me...
Including paying rent.
Yes, Damien, and I'm looking at that too. And just to say, I know there might be a rush for some decisions in the very short term. I just received the submission.
The problem first emerged 7 years ago. You're telling me now that these issues, you're bringing them to your cabinet colleagues only now. You're looking at these situations. You sympathise with everybody.
Damien, let's be serious here for a second.
I am too. And they're being very, very serious. And in fact, they're going to show you how serious they are by coming to Dublin in their droves next Tuesday.
Damien, I'm not here to have any argument or disagreement with you. I'm just going to simply go through the facts of the case. Yes, this issue presented itself a number of years ago, right? I actually visited Donegal last August, as I said, when I confirmed to residents that this would be a multi-annual scheme, and they really welcomed that. And I asked the homeowners to engage with the scheme and to get their applications in, which 433 have. Now, in February this year, which is only a couple of months ago, so you're talking 7 years, I'm talking a couple of months ago, I met with the MICA Action Group in February, where they flagged issues verbally with me at the meeting that I had with myself and my colleagues, and I asked them to prepare a submission, which was done by Councillor Martin McDermott in Donegal, and that was sent to me just at the very end of April. So I think, to be fair, the homeowners I've met in Mayo and the ones that I've met in Donegal also understand that I need to be afforded time to work through some improvements on the scheme, which I've committed to doing. So it's not a question that I've been sitting on this for 7 years, or anyone has indeed. The scheme itself was only agreed in January 2020. And like all schemes, and I've seen the experience of this in the high-rise infill remediation, where schemes evolve, and I've said that to residents too. So I'm working on a constructive manner with them, with the Oireachtas colleagues from all parties, to be able to bring forward improvements to this scheme that are going to make a real difference to the people in Donegal and Mayo. And if I could say, Damien, there are four other counties that are seeking access to this scheme.
So is that the issue here, that you're afraid of setting a precedent by going along with what your cabinet colleague Charlie McConnell wants, which is 100% redress?
I'm not in conflict with any of my colleagues. There's no issue.
Is Joe McHugh, Derek Cleary and Charlie McConnell, are they in agreement with you that Damien, 90% redress is enough?
Damien, my colleagues have been on the record of what they want, and they're very good representatives of their constituencies. My job is to work through the submission that I got from residents, to come back with, which I'm going to do, with hopefully some improvements to this that are going to make a big difference. And I think most people, and they do, to be fair to them, appreciate that that takes a little bit of time. So 29th of April, as I said, I received the submission. There are a number of issues, not just around the cap, which is, just again to remind people, you're looking at 275,000 at the being the maximum cost cap. So, you know, we've got to work through that, and I'm doing that, and I've engaged with the group right the way through, as recently as a few weeks ago when I met with residents from Mayo and residents from Donegal. So we want to, you know, move on this, and we are moving on it, to come back with revised proposals. And there's no conflict at Cabinet. There's no conflict between me and indeed the residents. They're concerned about their homes. They're concerned about their families. I fully get that. And I'm going to do what I can to help.
So there's no conflict whatsoever between you and Joe McHugh, who says that this scheme is not going to work?
Well,
I know he's in Fine Gael, a different party, but even Charlie McConnell on the front of his local paper earlier this week said 100% is needed.
Can I just say this for a second? I'm not turning this into a party political issue. I've spoken to Joe. I've spoken to
Charlie. No, but they're on the ground. They're the local representatives up there.
All right, Damien, you might let me just if you look at other parties who are also pushing for 100%, didn't even include that in their budget submissions. So what I'm dealing with is the reality of the situation. I'm not in conflict with any of we're working on a constructive basis. I welcome the submission that I received from the residents in Donegal, and I welcome the engagement that I've had, really good engagement with residents from Mayo and Donegal. I'm listening to them, and I've got to be allowed the time to work through that. I didn't construct the scheme, and that's not to wash my hands of it. I think the foundations of the scheme are there and this is in place. I said it when I was in Donegal myself last year, that schemes evolve as they work through. But we had to see how that worked out when people made applications and the real life experience of the scheme. So I'm committed to doing that. I think that's significant in itself. And we're working through it. And I continue to engage with the ROCTIS members from all parties and none, and indeed with the residents themselves, because we want to be part of the solution here, which we will be. And again, to reiterate, Damien, the state already, based on its commitment so far, is probably looking at a cost of honour about €1 billion. And no one's resiling from that. That's just the facts. That's where it is at the moment. So any changes to the operation of the scheme and to what the scope of the scheme will obviously have an implication for costs. And we'll work through that.
So then you say you're looking into it, you're dealing with it, you're speaking to people up there, you've met the MICA representatives.
I have, on a number of occasions.
So what do you say to the people of Donegal who are planning to march in Dublin next Tuesday, considering not least the current restrictions in relation to public gatherings and all of that?
Well, look, it's absolutely their right to protest and to make their voice heard. I've engaged very directly with them, as I said, only a matter of weeks ago, and it was after that that they've decided to come to Dublin to highlight their case further to the rest of the country. And look, they're absolutely perfectly entitled and have every right to do so. So I have no criticism in
Should
any way, shape, or form.
Should there be a public inquiry into this?
Do you know what? I actually think on this and on other, I actually set up, as I said I would, in the programme for government, there was a commitment to set up an expert group on construction defects, and I've done that already. It's actually been chaired by the former chief executive of Donegal County Council, Seamus Neely, with stakeholders, including residents who are affected by other defects, like fire defects in apartments and things. Absolutely. I don't think I have no... The matter of a public inquiry is something that I'd be very open to. I think what the residents also want, though, is to see a way forward for their homes to be fixed, and that's what we're working through. I think we have the basis for that in the current scheme, to be frank. And I think the residents themselves have said that, like, whether there's a significant commitment there by the state to assist. If we can change it and improve upon it based on the feedback that I've got from residents in Donegal and Mayo, which I welcome, by the way, and I've welcomed their feedback and their engagement, we will make those improvements and I will bring them forward as soon as I can when I get agreement from Cabinet colleagues. And I said, I took the opportunity just yesterday to give a detailed briefing to all members of the Cabinet, because this does require a whole of government approach on this also. So it's something that I understand completely. I've had experience of a different type of defect in my own area as well, and I know how that can affect families, how it can affect people's mental health, their physical health as well. So, like, I'm working with people on this to put together the best scheme that we possibly can.
Okay, this has not been political about it, but again, isn't it, just to finish up, isn't this really a dreadful legacy of boom time regulation and legislation under the party that you're a member of, which led the government at the time? When we go back to the building boom at the time, that this, if there is a public inquiry, will reflect terribly on the regulations which existed at that time, which so many people in Dublin and all around the country are now paying a price for.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I have no fear of that. I've answered that question already. I think that where lessons can be learned, which they should, it's maybe not just the regulations, by the way, Damien, it's the application of those regulations and how they're overseen and how indeed they're enforced. If you look at the issue of MICA, or pyrite in the block, or indeed pyrite in the infill, some of the quarries there wouldn't have even known that level of compound was in it that would have had that effect on it. It only presented itself years after. So there is a lot to be done on this, no question. We have very good and stringent building standards now. We've got to make sure that local authorities and others are resourced so that they can actually carry out and enforce those regulations. But on a positive note, Damien,
like,
no one's walking away from this. I'm engaging with my colleagues. I'm working with residents where we can make improvements, we will. And it is something that I want to see myself as Minister for Housing, and I need cooperation from obviously all government parties, and they've been very cooperative up to now, I have to say.
Okay, all right, it's a huge issue, and thank you very much indeed for joining us.
You're
on that
welcome,
this morning.
Damien.
That's the Minister for Housing there, Dara O'Brien.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.